The vision for the defense is to be a lot better than we were last year. We're near the bottom in takeaways and sacks. I think we were last in the league in takeaways actually last year. So obviously it's going to be a lot of emphasis on getting to the quarterback and getting fumbles and interceptions, you know, so to get our offensive ball so we can get points on the board.
What's your role in that going to be?
My role, is undefined at this point. For those you know who know a little bit about my career, I played many different roles, so I bring a little bit of versatility to this team. And through this spring, through these practices, and through this summer, through training camp, you know, my role will become more defined. As of right now, you know, I know I'm here to help sew up the defense and the special teams. That's all I can tell you.
You mentioned all those horrid stats for the defense last year. That didn't play a role into you coming here or not coming here? Or do you take that into account?
I mean, well, before I came here, I didn't know what the defensive stats were here. So I could say that didn't. I didn't take that into account at all. I had no perception, no idea what I was getting into. All I knew is that this coaching staff wanted me. They had a vision for the type of player I could be in their system, and I'm happy to be part of that vision. So,
when you were recruited here, did you get the pitch that Josh gave the others that, you know, this is not a rebuilding project, that it's, you know, you expected to win right away?
Coach McDaniels told me two things. Number one, we're not rebuilding, we're building. You know, that's number one. And number two, he said, you define your role. Whatever role that you want to play, that's going to be your role. So those are the two things he told me. As I said, through these practices, the more we get on the field and actually start putting the system into play, the more my role will become defined.
Where are you more comfortable? With your hand on the ground, or
I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable anywhere. I'm comfortable on special teams. I'm comfortable on offense. I'm comfortable on defense.
You won't mind playing special teams?
Not. That's what I do. That's what I do. You know, I consider myself to be one of the best special teams player in the AFC, if not the league. And I'm just happy that Denver's giving me an opportunity to showcase what I can do.
What enticed you about the Broncos?
Opportunity. In one word, opportunity. This is a great opportunity for me. To be able to come here and for Coach McDaniels and this staff to have a vision of somewhere or some places of how they can some ways they can utilize me on defense. In Indianapolis, you know, I had a great time, great career, got a Super Bowl ring, but I feel like I was underutilized on defense. I feel like my role on special teams was very prevalent out there. And I enjoyed that, and I wish to continue enjoying that here. But I think that this coaching staff has a vision for where they can see me playing on defense or using my versatility on defense, and that excites me.
So if your defensive snaps increase, you don't want your special teams play to decrease?
I don't make those decisions. The coaching staff makes those decisions. I want to get myself into a good enough shape where I don't have to come off the field. So that's my job, to get myself in shape to where if they need me to play special teams and defense, I'm in enough shape or I have the ability to do that.
Do you think that, you know, this, you guys have been the most active team in free agency, bringing in 14 new guys and two free agents from the team, so 16 free agents. Do you think that shows kind of like what you were saying, that's proof that you're building and not rebuilding?
That's a tough question. That's a good question. I would say that shows that there's changes being made around here. Coaches, personnel, staff, there's definitely systems. There's definitely a lot of changes being made. I would also say that the coaching staff obviously has a vision on where they want this team to be and what type of players they want to put in their system.
How do they go about relaying that vision to you guys? What's the mode of communication for that?
The mode of communication?
Yeah.
Talking? Yeah. I don't know.
Have they been talking a lot about it? Have they been,
It's a field thing. You can't feel it. You can't feel. I feel it in the air. You don't feel it. Are you in Denver? Are we in Denver right now? I can. You can't feel it like around here. Have you? How many players have you talked to? See, you need to talk to more players. You got to do some more interviews. You'll feel it.
You tell these guys.
You know, I feel that change. I feel that difference. I feel that vision. And it's early. It's early. So, you know, it's slowly molding, slowly.
You don't feel the Jay Cutler dispute that we feel?
No, that's media. I think that's overly media hyped. Like I said, I don't know anything about it. All I know is, you know, it'd be nice to have Jay here, and it'd be nice if Jay and the coaching staff can work out what they need to work out. But as I said, you know, Coach McDaniels, this organization, this staff, they have a vision for where they want this team to be, and I'm just glad to be a part of that vision.
Let me ask you this, because it seems as though all the free agents have been pitched the notion that this is not a rebuilding situation. Can you win no matter who's under center?
Obviously, you need a good quarterback. Let me say this first. I come from the Indianapolis Colts. Okay, let me say that first. I come from the Indianapolis Colts, where Peyton Manning is the quarterback. So for me to sit here and say, oh, you know, you can win without a good quarterback, who am I to say that? I can't make that determination because I've never been on a team and I don't have enough experience on teams with decent average quarterbacks. We have, you know, we had a Hall of Fame quarterback in Indianapolis. So I would say you do need a good quarterback to win in this league, especially in the playoffs. If you look, probably less, you go back as far as you want. You know, Super Bowl teams, I think Baltimore might have been the last one that won without a good quarterback.